Hello, it's Marianne Penn here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by John Francis, and we will carry on with the news. Scammers are at work again. Bus times improve after months of roadworks. Good Easter weather brought people out on the water.
Scammers in Norfolk are using the Ukraine crisis in an attempt to defraud people of their money. According to Norfolk Trading Standards, fraudsters have started adjusting existing scams as they attempt to take advantage of the county's generosity. Attempts have included text messages pretending to be from Ukrainians needing frozen funds in their bank accounts to be released, which then try to gain bank details, fake fundraising websites with links that download malware, which steals personal information or bank details, scam emails purporting to be from refugees with pleas for help to send funds for flights, visas, and support for grandparents, and cryptocurrency scams with sites listing addresses for Bitcoin and Ethereum for Ukraine donations, which never reach anyone other than criminal accounts. In the wake of the new scams, Trading Standards has reminded people that genuine charities supporting Ukraine can be found by searching the charity register on the gov.uk website. And to report a scam, contact Consumer Direct on 08454 04 0506.
Stark new figures have revealed the unrelenting pressures the region's hospitals faced over the winter and continue to battle now. As the Omicron variant pushes NHS services to their limits over the Christmas and New Year period and beyond, Norfolk and Waveney saw lengthier stays for patients, longer waiting times, and hospitals forced to cram extra beds in to cope with demands. Now the figures behind these struggles can be reported, with a record number of patients spending more than 1, 2, and 3 weeks in hospital among the headline figures. While other winters have seen a greater number of people pass through the doors of the three acute hospitals, more patients than ever were kept in hospital for lengthy stays. By the end of February, there were 909 patients who had been in hospital longer than a week, 456 of whom were in the Norfolk and Norwich. Records were also set for patients spending more than 2 weeks in hospital, 538 in total, while 334 patients had to spend 3 weeks or more being treated. Many of these cases will have been caused by delayed discharges or bed blocking, which occurs when patients are medically fit to leave hospital but do not have social care plans in place to allow them to leave. This also has a knock-on effect for emergency departments and ambulances, as it prevents new patients from being admitted into beds. As a result, almost a third of the region's ambulances, 6,532 out of 20,290, were able to successfully drop off their patients in less than 30 minutes.
Months of roadworks around Norwich have been a headache for drivers, but bus bosses say the pain has been worth the gain for their passengers. Bus companies say major schemes in Grapes Hill, Thorpe Road and Cromer Road and Aylsham Road have sped up bus journeys and helped get passengers back onto public transport following COVID lockdowns. Analysis shows the new £950,000 bus and cycle contraflow lane along Thorpe Road between Clarence Road and Carrow Road sped up bus journeys through the area by an average of 1.5 minutes across the day and by more than 2.5 minutes during the morning peak period. New bus lanes in Cromer Road and Aylsham Road to the north of the city were opposed by hundreds of people and continue to attract criticism. But figures show they've shaved more than 2.5 minutes off bus journey times at the busiest time of the morning. And the removal of signals through the £330,000 Grapes Hill roundabout revamp has meant 2 minutes have been sliced from morning journey times and even more in the afternoons. The projects were part of the Transport for Norwich programme after the government awarded Norfolk County Council £32 million of Transforming Cities cash for improvements.
Hospital workers returned from a grueling shift to find valuable parts had been snatched from their cars. Thieves removed catalytic converters from three Honda Jazz vehicles parked in the University of East Anglia's Triangle car park. People have recently been urged by police to be extra vigilant after a big rise in the theft of catalytic converters in Norfolk. An extraordinary rise in the price of the precious metals contained within catalytic converters means they have become a valuable commodity for thieves. James Linsky, 50, who works at the hospital, was amongst those whose car was targeted. Mr. Linsky said it is a very organized gang that must be going around cutting the catalytic converters off. This has been done with relative precision, with no damage anywhere else to the car. I left a note on the window of a car belonging to a nurse who had also been targeted. She got back to her car after a 12-hour shift to find the exhaust had been cut off and stolen. There were 394 catalytic converters thefts in Norfolk in 2020, more than a threefold increase on the previous 12 months.
Families across the city made the most of the weather at Easter by picking up their oars and enjoying a day on the water. After temperatures neared 20 degrees centigrade over the bank holiday weekend, city folk were out in force and enjoyed beers in pubs and trips out with their families. Although Monday was a cooler day, that didn't stop dozens of people setting sail down the River Wensum. It had been a busy start to the season for Nick Hannington, owner of the canoe hire business Pub and Paddle, who confirmed his boats have been fully booked over the weekend. Having first launched in 2016, Pub and Paddle reopened following its winter break, and he said, "When you get a spell of nice weather like this, people start booking things for later in the year. We're taking bookings for the whole summer now, and we've started to notice lots of larger groups putting their names down." Phil Cutter, landlord of the Murderer's Pub, was pleased to be open for Easter trading again after being shut for the past two celebrations due to COVID lockdowns.
A popular restaurant has urged people to make the most of its free meals scheme as families are feeling the pinch from rising costs. Namaste Village in Queen's Road launched the scheme 5 years ago to help support the community with a hot meal. They are pushing people to make the most of it now, more than ever, with director Vijay Jatani saying this is a scheme which allows anyone to have a meal without losing their dignity. But it also gives people in our community the chance to do a random act of kindness. The scheme named Dosa on the Wall works by people dining at the restaurant opting to donate the funds for half a meal, with the restaurant matching the other half. When the meal is paid for, a sticker is put on the wall. Anybody in need can go into the restaurant and grab a sticker. Vijay said this scheme has taken so many different directions in its time. We've used it to help the homeless, and we've used it to help essential workers during the pandemic. Now we think we will see different kinds of people in need, because the cost of living has gone up dramatically. So far, Dosa on the Wall has enabled 7,000 meals to be shared within the community, and Vijay hopes that the scheme will inspire others to help people in any way they can. He said, "We don't want people to feel like they have to be homeless to come in and enjoy a meal. This is for anyone who is struggling."